Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Animals are the focus when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Great for animals, great for people, great for those of us who love animals of all sizes and shapes, but especially pets, because that's where Warren's focus is on the Pet Show. You can hear it around the country every weekend. Check it out, petshow.com. In a moment, the story of Shannon Doherty's breast cancer and how her dog was involved, plus a story about abused animals coming up. Warren Eckstein with Doug Steffen at 54 past the hour.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So how much do you have to do for your kid to earn the title good parent? How much do you have to do for your child to earn the title good parent? Well, many parents believe they are not good parents unless they do everything for their kid. As a result, many children are growing up not knowing how to cook, clean, or take proper care of themselves. Here's the developmental science of it. Bring a child into the house and you add about 50% more cooking, cleaning, and laundry.
You kids are driving me crazy!
The point here is that it's never too soon to involve children in housework. The earlier you involve them, the more likely they are to see these activities as responsibilities and routine.
They're not kids, they're midgets.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids are part of the family. Good parents involve their children and teach them how to do rather than doing things for them. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show. Shannon Doherty, we've talked about her the last week or so because she has a bad case of breast cancer. You've seen some of the pictures of her. She's being treated. She believes, Warren, according to this interview, that her dog, Bowie, was the first to indicate that she had breast cancer. She said the dog would obsessively sniff right here on my right side for a long time. Made sense when I got diagnosed there. She's gotten 3 rounds of chemotherapy so far. Going to have 8 all the way through the program. She'll begin radiation treatments in the near future as well. Underwent a mastectomy. But she says her dog has been the best part of all of this. And I guess we've heard stories like this before, not crazy stories, but stories that turned out the dogs knew and can find cancer, right? And I mean, this isn't the first time that's happened.
You have to remember, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out bombs and drugs. So when it comes to their nose or their olfactory, it's 200,000 times better than ours. And plus, they have the ability to differentiate odors. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a story that I worked on many years ago. Do you remember the Woolworths, the chain Woolworths?
Sure.
The syrup? I trained the original Mrs. Woolworth's dog. She was 87 years old when I was working with her. She had a neighbor next door she referred to me. And I went next door to meet the neighbor, and they had a dog that was only chewing the neighbor's right shoe. Only the right shoe, never would go after the left shoe. Doug, it had me, I was baffled. Why is the dog only chewing the right shoe? After weeks and weeks of working with the dog and training the dog, I suggested maybe she should have her foot checked. Turned out that she had a cancerous growth on her right foot, the only shoe the dog was chewing. And the dog I just talked to you about before we went on the air, the Saxon, the dog that passed away that served in Afghanistan, he was already proven to detect at least 4 different types of cancer in people as well. So I really think that in the future, because of the dog's ability, that when you go to the doctor, maybe it's not an x-ray or a CAT scan, maybe it's just I prescribe a schnauzer and a poodle. We're just learning. You know, I know, for example, I've trained dogs for people that have epilepsy, and a dog can determine the seizure prior to the person with change in the chemistry. So it's just amazing what we're learning about their abilities at this point.
All right, you've got a sad story about the most abused animal, a review of what?
I don't know if it's a sad story, but, you know, I look at there was an article that came out of all the animals, dogs, cats, the most abused animal in America is, in fact, the goldfish.
Really?
To some people, it may sound stupid, but goldfish really have social needs. In fact, in Switzerland and some other countries now, it is actually illegal to own one goldfish. You have to own them in a pair because they need that socialization. And they're very, very bright as well.
See, I've long believed you can't have one of anything. I won't let one cow stay alone. It's always got to be two. Although Charlotte was by herself, there were a lot of people who thought I should have had a dog because I wouldn't have taken it so hard when she went. But that was different. But I do think you need, people need to be paired up, actually. People are much better in pairs than they are by themselves. And so we learn sometimes the hard way about stuff like that. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.